It looks to me as though this report from the CIHI, and perhaps you can clear up who they are, points the finger at physicians and seems to indicate that physicians are offering up unneeded surgeries in Canada.
This is the Canadian Institute for Health Information. What the study looked at was the rates of various procedures done across the country and asked two specific questions. Why is there a wide variation, for example, in the rates of hysterectomies and other procedures? Why do we see this kind of approach in some areas and not the other? And what is the evidence based on these decisions? Why, for example, is there a rate of 311 hysterectomies per 100,000 in British Columbia, but 512 per 100,000 in PEI? And it's asking a reasonable question. And the physicians, the response from the surgeons has been, yes, we do use evidence to look at the information, and the evidence does change from time to time, and it takes some time for that to catch up in all centers. Not all centers are, for example, university-based centers, and so it may take a bit of time for information to filter through to all the other centers as the evidence changes, as the techniques change. And so it does point out a reasonable question, looking at the various things. They also looked, for example, at emergency room overcrowding, and that emergency room overcrowding accounted for 2.4 million hospital days. This is another indication of some of the problems in our system. But going back to the question about physicians and the rates of surgeries, they also looked at various procedures that are done. For example, arthroscopies for knee pain, and found that many of their arthroscopies that were done for knee pain, within a year, people had knee replacements because the arthroscopies, which is a scope that goes into the knee to try and clean up some things, didn't really work that well. So I think this evidence should be used to ask these questions. You know, what is the evidence for doing them? Why is there a discrepancy? And not look at it as an attack on anybody, but rather part of the game in terms of looking at why we do things, questioning why we do things. And I think it's important to do that. If we don't question why certain things are done, you end up with, oh, well, we always do it this way, and end up doing things on people that may not necessarily be indicated.
So it would help you, for example, it seems to me, as a physician, when you're discussing with a patient who is saying, you know, should I have arthroscopy instead of going for the knee surgery, that you could pull up the stats and say, well, here's what the stats tell us in terms of eventually needing the knee surgery anyway.
Yeah, I think that's a very important issue. The same thing for cesarean sections, where there's a wide range of 23 per 100,000 in Newfoundland, and only 14 per 100,000 in Manitoba. The question again is, does this really account for some wide variation in health status for women, or is this something else? And you have to ask that question because there is this wide discrepancy. So very important that anytime somebody, a physician, is offering a procedure to be done, it's completely within your right to say, what is the evidence for doing this? It's not an attack. You're not attacking the surgeon. You have the right to say, what's the evidence for doing this? What is the outcome? What are things changing? What's the latest information that you have to date that indicates that this is the right thing to be doing? There is nothing wrong with this approach.
Thank you, doctor.